Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Manyuki.
Thank you so much. How are you, my dear brother?
Very well, Pastor. How are you doing?
I'm very fine.
Good, good. Have you had a good week?
Yeah, surely. I had a great week. Just had a cold, but I'm okay.
Lovely, man. Well, let's keep warm in the Lord, eh? Let's keep warm in the Lord. I'm excited the Sabbath is already here. So, let's go for it. The joy of selfless service is what we are concluding this particular afternoon, because we've been having this discussion with Pastor Manyuki since Monday. And every church has its own unique culture, you know, the culture that is derived from years and decades of people living together, working together, suffering together, and rejoicing together. I want to conclude our lesson by discussing how we can cultivate a culture of selfless service in our churches and also communities. Now, Pastor, is there such a thing as a mandatory self-service, or should it always be voluntary?
Well, selflessness, I believe, can be two ways, of course. You know, people are always given the right to choose what they want to choose, but genuine selfless service is not mandatory. In other words, you're not obliged to be selfless.
Mm.
Ultimately, it becomes a choice.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, especially when we knit it together with serving God, definitely you do it with a willing heart. You know, when you go to the book of Exodus, chapter 25, during the construction of the sanctuary, Moses gave a command, whoever is willing should bring what they want to bring to God.
Yeah, yeah.
Then go to Exodus chapter 35, the Bible tells you that they brought willingly to the Lord. Then go to the New Testament. The Bible is replete, you know, with God asking people to serve him willingly. He talks about how he loves a cheerful giver. You know, each one of you must not give grudgingly, you know, because God loves a cheerful giver. Paul talks about that one here. So cheerfulness in giving, you know, emanates from giving to God willingly without anybody holding a lash against you.
Mm, that's lovely. Now, how can our churches, congregations, schools, communities cultivate a culture of selfless service?
You know, where we come from, and I'm sure many churches do that. A church is supposed to be a place where people can find solace, a place where people can find rest, a place where anybody can come and, you know, find happiness there. You know, we are living in a society where people are facing lots of problems. Actually, in the process of editing a book about drug abuse, you know, it has actually come to light that many people really struggle with drug problems.
Mm.
People struggle to put food on the table, especially in these crowded cities where we stay. So therefore, the presence of a church should come as, you know, a beacon of hope to struggling societies. Churches should do whatever is in their power to make sure that they benefit the society. You know, you talk of a church, you know, participating in community service, a church moving from door to door in places where that is allowed, helping people who are in need and praying for them. Remember, we talked about the Jesus method of evangelism, how he says, you know, addresses the people that have needs, and then he bids them follow me. So as a church, we must do the same. Before we tell people to follow Christ, we must address their needs. And then we become a more relevant church. And even schools too. I think you asked about schools. Yeah, schools can actually be very instrumental in community service. Many schools actually have got platforms where they participate in community service, serving the people who are, you know, in their societies, the old, where learners are taught from a very young age to serve older people, wash for them, probably do some gardening for them, so that in addition to their academic qualifications, they also gain a qualification that suits them for heaven.
Lovely. I love that answer, man. Now, when we fail to serve our communities, as you suggested, what are the spiritual and material consequences, if any?
I think that to answer that quite correctly, let's talk about the benefits of selfless service. You know, each time I did something good for somebody, I felt this sigh of relief. I felt this inner joy inside me. You know, what people are looking for is joy, definitely. People are looking for joy because most of the time people have got happiness. Happiness is fleeting, whereas joy is quite complete and lasts longer. And that is what people are really hunting for. So they find that in many places, you know, people go to take alcohol, they drink, they take drugs, they try to buy cars and build nice houses, all in pursuit of joy, but it doesn't come. So real joy comes from doing what God wants us to do, from serving other people. Let's talk about a few benefits that can come from selfless service. Firstly, selfless service will definitely strengthen some social bonds, you know, help you connect with the community, you know, it helps mend relationships, you know, but it also increases what you call gratitude, you know. When you help other people in need, when you stand in for them, I remember the days when I used to do evangelism a lot, like moving door to door. I would see people in need in some communities. Then when I got back home, I would really say, thank you, God. There are things I just take for granted. If I can put food on the table, if I can have a blanket to put on, clothes to put on, I don't even see that as important. But when you do selfless service, you know, you begin to see that God has given you blessings that you must be thankful for. You know, you gain a self-esteem in helping other people, and stress, anxiety will eventually go away because you'll be focusing on other people's needs. So really, I can take a whole day, you know, trying to tell you the advantages or maybe the benefits of selflessness to other people here. And as opposed to that, also, the disadvantages or the problems that come with living for self are quite plenty. You know, when you try to find joy in material things, you definitely won't find it. You'll find more sorrow when you gain more things. So really, selfless service really will give you a reason to live and give you happiness in the process.
Now, is the value of service measured by the act itself, or is it more about the intention behind it, perhaps?
Well, it is not about the act itself, really. I'm sure you know how that some people would do. You know, even if you go to the Bible, you still remember the story where Jesus was, standing and seeing people give. You know, someone actually said that some were giving money in wheelbarrows. It was too much. Then this lady came with a few coins. I mean, maybe one or two coins. Jesus was looking, and Jesus said, this lady has given more than anybody here. But then you ask yourself, how can Jesus say somebody has given much when they've only given two coins against somebody who has given a wheelbarrow of resources? So the Bible emphasizes that God looks at the heart. Whatever we do should come from the heart. I forgot to tell you about the story in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 about a church, you know, of Macedonia that Paul says gave willingly and of a whole heart. But before they gave themselves to God. So before we give anything, whether big or small, we must give our hearts to God first, so that even the gift also is going to be sanctified. Now,
Yes, Pastor. Oh, goodness. What's happening to that line, Pastor? Oh, man.
Yes. It is not about the size of the gift. It is about the heart of the giver. You know, 2 Chronicles chapter 25, Amaziah did righteously in the sight of the Lord, but not with a clean heart. So God emphasizes that it is all about a clean heart and nothing else.
I love that. And I think that those who are listening, it's good in a context, just on a light moment, Pastor, in the context of religion, the size of the gift does not matter. I know that on your birthday out there, you're looking forward to a big gift. Well, let's pass that. Now, Pastor, we have talked about the joy of selfless service the week long. What are some of the lessons that you'd like to leave with our listeners as we conclude this discussion today?
Well, I want to tell our listeners today that if you haven't started, if you're looking for joy, the little that you have matters before the sight of the Lord. Learn to live for other people. And, there are quite many quotations about, you know, selflessness that we can talk about. But I'll just give you one, which I think is important. Martin Luther King said that if you want to be great, begin to serve others, which means anybody can be great. How do we become great? By serving other people. Why we talk about Jesus today is not because he built a mansion. He never did. but it's because he came and gave his life as a ransom for many people to be saved, so we can follow, you know, the path of Jesus too.
Beautiful. Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through, for being very well prepared, by the way, and for truly, truly, you know, giving us some guidance. And I do hope that those who have been listening to the show, talking about the joy of selfless service, have learned quite a bit, as much as I have learned as well, so that we can go out there and be of service to not only our homes, but the communities that we're coming from, the churches, the synagogues, the temples that we come from, so that the name of the Lord may be lifted high. Thank you so, so much.
Amen.
Blessings to you and blessings to your entire family, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.